Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yakira. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Brenda Lamphere, and I had been given a cancellation number of a credit for 4 charges that were being put back into my checking account. And the little ones of $574, $399, $499 were put back. But the large one for $6732 has not been refunded to my account, which caused it to become overdrawn and incur a $35 overdraft fee. So
okay.
I'm not happy. My telephone number is 941-993-2559.
And your zip code, ma'am?
55446.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Brenda Lamphere.
Thank you, Ms. Lamphere. May you verify your address for me for security purposes?
Yes, 15388 40th Avenue North in Plymouth, Minnesota. I have a cancellation number. Like I said, 574 was put back, 399 was put back, and 499 was put back. 6732 was not, and I need it put back because it's already cost me $35 for an overdraft.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment. Let me see what's going on.
I have a cancellation number if that helps you too.
It's okay. I have it pulled up. I'm just trying to see what's going on. Okay, Ms. Liv here. So I do see that you did call in just about 3 days ago. Let me see. Give me one moment, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just please bear with me, okay?
I will.
Okay, thank you. So, okay, so I do see that you did call in. You were fully refunded for those charges in the 6732. Those charges won't appear in post until 3 to 5 business days, depending on your financial institution. So
okay,
you was
already,
fully...
I've already said this twice, so I'm going to tell you one more time. I got the $574, $399, and $499 refunded. The $6732 has not been refunded, and I need to have someone follow up and check on that, why that one wasn't, because that is the one that caused the $35 overdraft fee, and at Christmas, that's not the best thing to happen.
Okay, ma'am. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking into the account. It said on December 26th at 11:24, by Ariane Green, which is the agent, you was refunded of $67.32. I do have a transaction ID, and that is 791-489-5213.
Okay,
791-489-5213. As following up, as far as that, If you have not received that within 3 to 5 business days, you will have to have your bank to give us a call or have your or speak with your bank to see as why you have not received that refund yet.
Okay, well, if they would have all been refunded the same day, and I did not get the one for $67.32. So that I need to get to the bottom of that.
So, okay, so yes, you will have to speak with your supervisor, I mean your bank to see as to why that has not been refunded, or else you can give them, have them to give us a call so we can see why that,
okay,
so we can work together.
I'm not trying to be ugly, but I just was on the, I was on hold for 17 minutes. They're not going to call you to see why it's not showing up.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not sure how else, but I'm telling you as a protocol from my knowledge, that's what we will follow in order for us to see why you did not receive that refund, but the others, because I'm looking at the account, you was refunded for those charges, and I do see that you was refunded from the last agent for $67.32, which is why I gave you that transaction ID. So you will have to follow up with your bank, your financial institution, as to why you have not received that refund, or else you can have them to give us a call.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything?
What day so I can tell the bank? What day did you say that was? They were all issued the same, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And that refund was issued on December 26, 2022 at 11:24 a.m. And I did give you that transaction ID.
Okay, good enough. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.